Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome. Welcome, welcome. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. I'm glad to have you and you. Tell a friend and call a friend that let them know that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. And our whole desire is to come to bring you the truth from a grassroots level. And we always work to iron sharpen iron, Proverbs says, in which we look to encourage your friend, encourage those that are listening, amen, wherever they might be. From your biblical experience, we desire that each one can talk. Amen. Explain things whereby we all have a chance, amen, at this, the truth that God has, the truth that God has. The subject, amen, is about testimony. What are testimonies? What are testimonies? Father, we thank you right now. Oh God, you say we're two or three touching the degree. Whatever is bound in heaven is bound on the earth. Whatever is loosened in heaven is loosened on earth. And, Lord, we thank you for the power of agreement, oh, Lord, that you put in reference to all that we can utilize if we come together, that we are not alone, and you said you'll be with us always, even to the end of the world. And we thank God, amen, and his Son, Jesus Christ, for accepting us here on heaven and on earth. In Jesus the Christ, we pray, amen, that you continue to filter our words and, amen, our thoughts as go through heaven and come back to us. And we know you hear us, you see us, you're all-knowing, you have all power in your hand. And, God, we appreciate that. In Jesus the Christ, we give glory. Amen, amen. God bless you again, and we're here. As always, sometime we're moving around, but you or you, whatever your day might be, when you are listening to this broadcast, amen, you might be traveling, you might be at home, you may be on the airways, because you can always call in or go by our website, and you can text in www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org. Amen. And you go down to the bottom page and you click on media and you'll find us there in Facebook and Ustreaming. And if you like to donate to this broadcast, you can click on donations. Amen. If you want to follow up on other broadcasts that has been going on before, you can go to the website, or you can go to Blog Talk Radio, the Doctrine of Truth, amen, .com, blogtalkradio.com/Doctrine of Truth, and Bishop Poole, and you'll find many more broadcasts have been there, amen, and episodes that you can click on and listen to, amen, as you go out through your daily walk with Christ. Amen. We're talking about, and we're things God has done for you that you might not even think is important, but it is important. Amen. Very important. In the book of Gospel according to John, and we look at the 21st chapter of the Gospel according to John, the last chapter. Amen. And you'll find here, and we're working out this time in the American, not the American Standard, but we're looking into King James Bible, as well as we have the American Standard, the New International Bible, amen, Good News Bible. Some of you might have the Amplified Bible. Amen. We always stress the point that there are many translations, but you try to get the closest you can that man can do, then we pray for the Spirit of God to give you the revelation. Give you the revelation through having Bible dictionaries and concordance. Amen. And that God will give you the revelation, as well as when men and women get together and discuss God's words, like we're doing now. Amen. The written word, and the Lord can illuminate our minds and give us the true Rhema word at this time. In the book of St. John, the 20th chapter, amen, looking at the 21st chapter, looking at the last two verses, here Jesus was talking to Peter, amen, and discussing about feeding his sheep, and discussing with Peter, amen, that when he's gone, and instructing Peter how, amen, how he's to actually is spiritual food. Word of God is spiritual. Amen. He's not talking about telling him about feeding the lamb. He used a metaphor and the sheep. But then he went on to say, the author goes on to say in the 24th verse, he said, this is the disciple which testified of these things and wrote these things, as we know that his testimony is true. Talking about John, the Apostle John, there's only about 6 miracles written in the Gospel according to John. And you hear me talk many times, if you can go and you search out the book of St. John and write down the word belief, and you'll find that you don't find the word faith at all in the Gospel according to John, because it's there to build up your faith. Amen. Belief, if you can believe, amen, it will build your faith. But here we find here, and John is saying here that, amen, the 25th verse, the last verse, and there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. So we want to talk about the other things. Amen. Not in the written word now. Written now is written, but the things that God has done for you, and you. Amen. It's not even written. Maybe you didn't have, like Gospel according to John talk about, many more miracles that Jesus did. It's written. Amen. To show you that he is the Son of God, the things that he did. Amen. Maybe you didn't have blind eyes. Amen. You didn't have the issue of blood. Maybe you didn't have a crippled arm. Maybe you wasn't like Lazarus. And maybe you didn't need God to go in your refrigerator and go in your bank account. Amen. And multiplied your income. Many things that Jesus did, and you might feel, say, well, it was a luck. It was some kind of magical thing. Amen. But you realize through your walk with Christ, amen, over the years, you're going to find, amen, that God don't make no mistakes. Amen. And nothing that's lucky that happened, that looked up and happened to you. No. God is control of the whole world. Amen. And his people, through prayer, amen, and belief, the Lord will move mountains. And we don't know what your mountain might be. You might be on the other side of the mountain. You can be on the part of the mountain where you can see, you can get over and get around. And some might be standing at the part of the mountain, and the Holy Ghost say, come on around this way, do it this way. Amen. You might say, well, you know, I had my brother, my sister, I heard and I read. Amen. His Holy Spirit said, no, but I want you to do it this way. Amen. And he knows you're able to go up the mountain this way. Amen. And get over that problem. Because after this problem is over, there's another one around the corner waiting, sitting there waiting, got their arms folded and their head all wrapped up or whatever it might be. Amen. Because life, it consists of a lot of situations, because we deal with all type of people. There are all type of people in the world, and everybody have situations. Everybody is not the same. Everybody have conditions that they go through, conditions of life. Life have seasons to go to, summer, winter, or fall. Amen. You might be in the fall of your life. You might be in the winter part of your life. Amen. You look at the earth, things changes. A Amen. You will change. Your physical condition might change. Amen. Your health might change. Your financial condition might get better. Amen. It might get worse. But it's a season. It's a season of time. Amen. Things go through seasons and cycles. Amen. Whereby if you grasp that through the Holy Spirit, amen, he'll tell you how to get around those things. And the enemy will tell you, oh no, he's going to be in this for life. No. God control life. God control tomorrow. Amen. You just live today. Amen. I'm not telling you, I'm just using this as an example now. If you drop a plate on the floor today, amen, and watch it, amen, you know you got to pick it up. You know, don't bother with it and see will it be there tomorrow. Unless somebody pick it up for you. I'm not telling you to dirty up your house now. I'm just making an example. If you need to wash your car, if you don't wash it now, you get up the next day, it still need to be dirty. It's dirty. Amen. So there are some things you cannot control, and there are things you can control. Amen. It's going to be there. It's going to be there. So the testimony, amen. What is a testimony? What is, amen, the insight, what we're trying to get at, amen, and working towards, amen, like they say that it's a statement of a witness under oath, or either it's a evidence establishing by a fact. Amen. Paul himself, Apostle Paul, amen, before he would come, he was Saul, and God changed his life. And he went before Agrippa, amen, and told Agrippa, amen, how God had changed his life. Amen. There's some more disciples on the road of Emmaus. He was walking with Jesus, and they didn't know who he was until they sat down, amen, and ate bread and drunk wine with him, amen, and continued to go. And they said, you know, didn't have a heartburn, amen. So there are things that happen in people's lives, and they live in proof, and they're being explained to you, amen. They're living proof. And I want to read very, very shortly here. I kind of fell in love with a book of testimonies, amen. And this book is called "What Keeps Me Standing." Denise Kimbro. I told you about this before. Denise Kimbro. "What Keeps Me Standing" is a book, amen, is about testimonies. About testimony. It's good that you can share things with other people, increase them and help them build up their lives. Amen. And show there's some great crowd of witnesses that have gone on before us. Amen. To live the life of Christianity. Amen. And walking with God. And you would never thought that the things that they went through. Amen. I want to read this. Amen. The year 2000 out of Indianapolis, Indiana. It says, "It won't be your tears that move the hand of God. It is your faith." And the letter goes on to say that I would not write this letter without saying that life has not so much to offer yet. As each of you forget your own way, allow God's grace to guide and direct your every step. Trust me. I'm a living testimony of God's sustaining grace. His favor and spirit has been the abiding factor of my life. Nearly 6 years ago, as a proponent of my three children, I was bit by the bug of continuing my education and continuing something I dearly wanted, a college degree. My family assured me that if anyone could accomplish such a lofty goal, I could imagine that me, as grandmother in her late 40s, sitting around and competing against students half my age, who were equally, it is not more capable, talented, and driven. Just as I thought, it engulfed me in the fear and doubt. For a moment, I realized my acceptance letter. I tackled my studies and enthusiasm and inquisitive. For 6 long years, I managed to finish a number of activities and crammed into an overcrowded schedule, working 8-hour shift in a bank before marching off to school for every class that lasted until 10 p.m., barely speaking and talking to my family between, but day in and bragging and dragging and bones tired, I could return home where I could feed and tend to my husband and grandfather. Many years I hated meals and that I have been prepared. I heated meals that I prepared in precious weekends. Each night it would seem my books become my pillow as I studied until the wee hours in the morning. And doing finally, sleep was an afterthought. With no end in sight, my fortitude would be tested again and again. Unfortunately, I began to listen to the negative thinking of others who asked, why at my age I choose to go back to school? After all, what good it would do? There were many days I cried a river of tears as I walked into the classroom, literally drying my eyes with my notes. Though I never questioned God, more than once I asked, how much longer? During these difficult moments, your grandfather was so supportive, and it was his words and encouragement that lifted my spirit. It won't be your tears that move the hand of God, he instructed. It will be your faith. I will let you encourage your pity party for 20 minutes. Then you got to go back to work. Well, it's been 6 years long until I started walking down the road, and I can now see the light at the end of the tunnel. And my coursework nearly completed next summer. I'm inviting you, my grandchildren, to join me as I march across the stage at Indiana Wesleyan University and receive my degree. And with a 3.9-point average to boot, it's amazing. You never know what you can make of it until you take on the challenge. A hard-fought battle, the goal, won these sacrifices and treasures of life that really matters. As I close my letter, I say to each of you, live life to the fullest. Make every day count. Do as you do. Keep Christ before you in all that you do. Serve him and make him an intimate part of your life. Through my example, I hope you come to realize that the road to success is a palm with bricks and a failure. Though someone fail in some form or fashion, you need not fear failure. Besides, if you knew who walked next to you when you faced life's most difficult moments, you would never know the concept of fear. My spirit and love be with you every day in your life. Jeffrey Skip, amen. We thank God for her letter. Amen. Like I said, there's many more encouragement. There's many more with grandmamas and went back to college, went back to school. Some thought they couldn't make it adopting children, but now they made it through each and every day. Amen. All of us, God has something for us. But you hang on in there. Amen. You stay in there. Persevere. Amen. Continue to walk with God and don't give up. God told Joshua, amen, his servant Moses was gone. Continue. Amen. Be strong. Be courageous. Amen. If you walk, he walked with Moses, he'll walk with you. He walk with you. All right, we're getting ready to open up the lines now and go in the studio, and we're looking for testimony, those that can share, amen, what God has done for them and many of you. And we know every code, 561, the last four digits, 1413. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you, Bishop. How you doing, sir?
All right, all right. God bless you. Go right ahead.
I just like to say I just thank God for where he brought me from, listening to that, those excerpts from that book you read. It really blessed me, and I'm thankful that I didn't look back. I kept going, even though I've fallen a lot of times, but I got back up, and I kept going after a hardship and a tragic in my health for a period of time. I kept on serving and praising God, and through it all, God blessed me to make my music. Matter of fact, I began to get strengthened through my music. So every time I make a song or rap for Jesus, it just empowers me to keep going, and it keep giving me creative flow. And I'm grateful for that I'm always telling somebody about the goodness of God. Amen.
Amen. Wonderful, wonderful. Amen. We just don't give up. Amen. Stay in the rain. Stay in the rain. And Jesus, amen, he owns the rain, the referees, and everybody. Amen. God bless you. All right.
Amen.
God bless you. All right. All right. We're in the studio. Those that would like to give a comment of what God has done for them and what the Lord is doing for family and friends. You might know someone, amen, has given you encouragement, amen, and they have really blessed your life, and you want to give a shout out, like this in public radio, amen, to them, thanking someone for helping you. As our first caller has said, amen, Jesus himself, amen, according to scripture, amen, St. John, the 14th chapter, amen. Not only, there are many things. People think that, well, I wasn't crippled, or I wasn't this, and I wasn't that. The scripture, and they try to, amen, go along with the scripture saying, because I didn't have, God didn't bring me out of the, amen, out of a drowning sea like Peter. God didn't open up my eyes, and I was blind, and you know, no. Everything happened to you when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. And everybody that prays for you, amen, all the prayers go through heaven. They be filtered out through the angels and God, and they come back to earth. Amen. Because if it wasn't so, how can you, why should you pray to heaven? Because Christ, if you think he don't hear you, he hears and he sees. Amen. So you can pray and ask God to help your grandchildren, your grandmama. Amen. And God work out things. And that's a miracle. That's a testimony. Amen. Because you ask God to do that. You ask through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So a testimony. All of us have these witnessing reports that God has planted in our heart. And he's showing us from day one to day now. Amen, that he be with you. Like he said in Matthew, I'll be with you always, always, even to the end of the world. All right, we're in the studio. You can just call 855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. And when you push 1 on your phone, amen, our technician will open up the line in the studio that you can give a little testimony, a comment, amen. Or you can just continue to listen, amen, and listen to comments that are being given always. And when you give your comment, you can remain on the line because you will be still able to listen to the broadcast. Amen. So we thank God for a testimony. Amen. Some churches have it where they allow people to stand or to come forward. Amen, and give a praise report what God had done for them in their lives. And I know sometimes you areas and time that when you in church services and in assemblies, there's so much they try to do for as praise service, amen, offering service, amen, the spoken word, amen. Then they have prayer for the sick, and of course they have the church doors spiritually open. They say the church doors are open for those to accept Christ as the Lord and Savior, because the Bible says that whosoever will, let him come. Amen. We cannot force or push anyone to say, okay, you're a Christian. You're a Christian. Oh, that not, you're not a Christian. Oh, no, that one a Christian. Oh, no. No, each person has to accept God in their life through their Son, Jesus Christ, to be the Lord of their life and follow the instructions, amen, that's been set up in the doctrine of the church through the first church apostles, amen, the things that have been done. And as you continue to go and live, God starts changing your life, your lifestyle. He began to help your lifestyle, amen. All right, we have another testimony, another comment, a dream, a vision. You know how we work here. We accept all comments, but we do not bash anyone or put anyone down. But this is not what this program is about. It's about upbuilding, uplifting, encouraging each and every one according to the Word of God. All right, here's another 954-4427. You're in the studio. God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop.
God bless
you. Blessing to you. Yeah, I want to say that my testimony is that I thank God that He chose me to show me what life really is about. And I just thank Him that I went through some things. I went through some things medically, but I wouldn't trade it for anything, because I to me, life was okay, but what I went through medically and what God did and how He comforted me during the time that I was going through all my medical issues, I wouldn't trade that for anything. I feel like I had an opportunity to know God through all the operations and things, and I just thank Him that He gave me an opportunity to really know Him, and that trusting in Him was one thing, but I had an opportunity to really know Him, and it was through the operations and transplants and other surgery that I had an opportunity to really know Him. And to me, that was the greatest gift that I could ever have in my life, was to actually know God and to know that I could trust Him and depend upon Him. And when my very life was at stake, that He was there and He was faithful and He took me through it. And so I just thank Him for the opportunity, because, you know, you can live a whole life, but it's nothing like having that experience when you get an opportunity to really come face to face and know God and know that He keeps you through all things. He'll keep you.
Amen. Wonderful, wonderful. Amen. You had transplants. What kind of transplant did you have? Can you
liver and kidney transplant and triple bypass.
Wow, that had to be God. That was God. Amen. That's wonderful. Those that are out there believe in. What you think about? Very shortly, I'm gonna hold up the line. But you think about donors that give part of their body.
You know, it's the most wonderful thing I think in life. I was down to a week when the perfect match for me came, and when I say the perfect match, only God could arrange that. This lady's organ matched me perfectly. And the moment they put in, they started working. And it's been 10 and a half years, and I haven't had any complications at all. I know that in this day and age now, there's a lot of controversy about being an organ donor and all that kind of stuff. You know, when it came to being the organ donor, God just didn't give an organ from his son. He gave his entire body. And I'm telling you, when you were laying there, and when you were recovering from a transplant and you realizing, had it not been for this person being an organ donor, then you wouldn't be here. And the first thing that I wanted to do when I left the hospital was to go and be an organ donor, because I want someday that a person will wake up and thank God that I was an organ donor. Mm-hmm. You know, they say there's a lot of things going on now, and where people are saying a lot of bad things about it and stuff, but let me tell you something. When you become an organ donor, you're giving life to at least 8 people. Mm-hmm. And you can affect the lives of over 250 people through your skin and other your skin, your bone marrow and stuff. You give a chance in your departing this world to do the one thing that the Lord says. No greater gift you can do than lay down your life for another. And think about it. When you're an organ donor and you leave here, your organs could save 8 lives. Mm. 8 people can get life because you decide to be a donor. So I with all the controversy about it, I think it's the greatest thing in the world. And I thank God that the lady decided to be a donor. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. So to me, I think it's an honor to me to be an organ donor, because I know that someone can use these organs when I don't need them anymore. And if we are really people of God, and we really are true Christian, godly people, we know that to be absent in this body is to be in the presence of the Lord. So if you trust and believe in that, then it's no problem to be an organ donor.
All right. God bless you for sharing that with us. Those of you, amen, is on the thinking about doing so. Amen, you have a live testimony there. Amen. To his brother, God has always have, amen, a reason for us and to use us, amen, in a way to give him glory, to give him the glory and give him the honor. Amen. All right. God bless you. Might be someone else out there that God has taken them through, amen, problems and situations. And like we said before, you have a mountain to go over, to go around, but, amen, you might not. The Holy Spirit said, no, amen, this brother went through how he went through. He might not have to go through that way. Thought about the prophet, amen, Captain Caesarian host, Naaman, he heard about Elijah, and his servant told him about Elijah, how he was laying hands on people and how God was using him to heal leprosy. Leprosy, one of the worst things in the old Bible, many years ago, amen, Bible days, leprosy was worse than cancer, amen. And God, and they sent for Elijah, and Elijah came up around his house, amen, and he stopped there, and he sent his servant in there and said, go tell him to go down to Jordan and dip 7 times, amen. He got really upset about it. He said, I'm the captain. This is a Syrian host. I am the captain. He should come in here and treat me like he did, and serve me and pray it over me. And the little maid said, Master, you got leprosy. And this man, he is a real man of God. If he instructed you to do so, and she talked with him and reasoned with him. You know, it's good to have her be around positive people that know God, that know God. Amen. And you share your life and you share things with some positive people that know God and be around you. And you might have in your mind say, well, I'm going to do thus and so what the Bible says, and God going to do what he did. And there are some people around you. Say, listen, God might not work the way he worked with that person. But whatever he told you to do, why don't you do it and you get the results. And that's what testimony is all about. Amen. God knows so much, he sees so much, and he has a reason to place us in different areas of our life to help other people. Amen. All right. We can press one on your phone. Amen. We have a press one on your phone, and okay, we have another testimony. Area code 305, last four digits. It's 4271, 305-4271. God bless you.
Bless you, Bishop.
God bless you.
Okay. We are grateful for the program tonight. We thank God for what we heard. Just listen to Brother, I think that was Brother Hester, and he was about to get all broke up. He can't really explain, you see, what God did for him. All he can do is show us what God
did.
That's the better way. Because when you go back there and try to explain, there's no explanation other than the uttered work of God. I was just listening to him. I said, wow. I said, he keep going in circles and circles, said basically the same thing. Because he know what God did, but he can't utter it. That makes sense, don't it? And I say that because, listen, if you belong to the Lord, everybody who belong to God have had a miracle. They got a testimony. Everybody who come to Jesus, you see, have experienced a miracle. And that's the greatest that can have. That's the only one that you can really exemplify. You can really tell folks, you understand. But you can't explain the change. But you can always tell it. And that's the one that the Spirit of God always give you great utterance, you see, to tell folks, because that's the will of God, to come to him and be saved. Because God is life. I'm testifying tonight because through my illness, I learned not to oppose God. That's
right.
The problem with the human thinking. You can
all
easily
right.
oppose him. To question him is opposition. That's for you.
Okay.
And I like what you were saying. God can work things. You see, he don't work the same because he's different with dealing with different people. He know you. He know what you need. Now, as far as is donating organ donors, see, you have to think about that. See, when you belong to God, you're not on your own, you see. You have to look to the Lord. He know how to tell you to go and get your knee operation. See, because he has the power to fix all that. But the whole process is that you learn to know him. Amen.
Yes,
so many times, even today, I went out to a open night a situation at my niece's house, and I don't normally go out at night or in the open air because that thing gets to me. But anyways, I just did it because I wanted to see them, and I go out there, and next thing I know, I'm full of mucus, I'm full of cold. I mean, this thing choked me down, and I had my legs hurting. I had everything going on. You understand? And so I got up and I ministered on Sunday, and oh boy, I thought I was doing something. I mean, I preached myself happy, and when I was done with that, then it's like the attack came on. You see, so I started looking at what I did and what I didn't do, but then I learned from prior illnesses. Regardless of what's going on with you now, you have been bought with a price, and yes, God has promised that He'll see about you. He even gave us to Jesus, who is the great physician. Amen. So we are taught, Bishop, I've been taught. I even heard you say, look to Jesus. He has the answer. And so we have to live. You see, don't oppose Him in your mind like he don't know you. You belong to Him. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's my testimony. That's for everybody to know. I don't care if you got cough, and the Lord got cough medicine for you. You know, He told me one time, I was hurting so bad, I was so bad right there, and the Spirit spoke to me and said, go get you a little cold water, sit down, relax, and drink it. And that's up. I sat there and got my mind, I had my mind on what I heard Him say, and I started sipping that cold water just a little bit. And it tastes so good. Whatever's going on with me just took off and left. I said, at 10 in the morning. I said, you mean 10? That's all it takes. No drugs, though. You get what I'm saying? So we look to Jesus. He is the author and finisher. This ain't just no folklore. He is the Savior.
Right.
He'll fix you. He'll fix me if you just look to Him. Just call Him. Now, if you really belong to Him, He is responsible for you to get you to glory. That's what I want to say, Bishop.
All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're getting cranked up here. Amen. We're moving right along. He wanted us to have a testimony. Amen. I know God has done things, and He owes you. Amen. I pray. The Lord put me in a vision, showed me the operating room, everything. Amen. He said, go right ahead. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We have another testimony. Amen. What God has done for you. Amen. We're looking to inspire you. Might be someone here listening in the studio, or might have a friend or relatives. Amen. Always we need to word of mouth. Jesus went word of mouth is good business. Somebody told you about this, and it's good. You might see it on a television, and hear people say, well, you know, I got a million followers, I got a million friends, but what is a friend? Jesus said, I stick closer than a friend. Amen. Jesus said, you're not no more a servant, you're my friend. And friends have something to offer each other and help one another, know one another. Amen. You call your friend. You don't call nobody else. Amen. You talk to someone that knows you and understand. Amen. We want to, you can push one on your phone. Amen. This lady here, I want to try to get to her real quick. Amen. Lola Harris Banks out of Houston, Texas. She said, no one can stop me from praying. I'm just going to read the latter part. She was praying. She wrote this letter. Amen. She said, my name is Lola Harris Banks. I am 96 years old. I was born July 13, 1903. Amen. And my grandmother was a slave. And she goes on in the letter, and I'm just going to, she tells us, I'm going to take the last couple of paragraphs. She said, I learned from my grandmother the strength of prayer. 10 years ago, God delivered me from Hodgkin disease, and now I teach others how to use the healing power of prayer. Just like my grandmother, No one can stop me from praying. I pray all the time, laying in the bed, cleaning my house, even while combing my hair. I'm talking to my God. Can you enslave me? You can enslave me. I will still pray. You can beat me, chain me, and tie me to the tree. I will still pray. You can place a blindfold over my eyes. I will still pray. If I'm out of breath, I will whisper a prayer. You can even take my mouth shut, and my little brain will think of a prayer. As a matter of fact, I'm praying right now. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Psalm 27:1. My prayer may not be the prime and proper. I know my English may not be the best. But as long as my prayers are heartfelt and sincere, the Lord hear them just the same. As long as you are able to pray, there's a courage and hope. Leona Harris Banks. Amen. She's 96 years old. She said, you can do anything you want, but just let me pray. Just let me pray. Let me hold my, let's hold my mule. Amen. Amen. As long as you can get a prayer out. Amen. God hears it. You're his. You're his. He have to hear. Amen. Matter of fact, he owns you. He sees you. He knows you. He's in you. He that is in you is greater. So he knows all about you. All right, area code 305-4271. Amen.
God bless you. I thank God, Bishop, what you just read there. That's what I like to say when we approach God. You got that same mentality. You that's what you learn, and you learn in how to serve. You want God, what do I say about this issue? You see, you always, when you belong to him, this is where you are. I appreciate what you just read, because we as black people who are people of believers, you see, you can't get hung up on being used. You see, blessed are those that get used. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You got to rely that the Lord is always there. He there to see you through whatever the ordeal is. Ain't that so?
Yes.
Especially when it comes down to his people. We are to humble ourselves. Like the word said, under my hand of God. He's there. Amen. Don't oppose him by retaliating. In fact, you got to give in. If you want to get the better blessing, you got to Got to give in to some things. Don't be quick-lipped. You know, humble yourself. Put a smile on your face. And I tell you what, if you're trying to go to college, you got to get this kind of mentality. Learn to serve him. Serve him. Jesus will see. It look like you broke down. Look like the devil is getting the best of you. No, no, no. The devil is just about to get knocked out. God is not a loser. He fights and he want to carry us to the final end, that we'll stand before our Savior. And he'll say, well done. That's what I want to say, Bishop.
All right. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. He's in the ring, and the opponent is jumping and dancing, thinking he got you, but God just set them up. 954-4427. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Yes, miss. You know, it's a wonderful thing when we testify one to another. Testifying is our way of honoring God, and it also helps other believers to have faith. It helps them to increase their faith and to hold on to the hope and trust in God, because our testimonies is more for others, to strengthen others' faith more so than us. We've been through. We know the goodness of God, and we know what he's done in our lives. But when we testify, and we should never stop testifying, sometimes people get a little astray. The enemy get them caught up in their testimony when they only want to do it at certain places and certain crowds and things. But one-on-one testimony is just as great as what you can do in a crowd of people, because you never know which person that is about, Satan has about got them on the last little thread there. And you giving your testimony to someone one-on-one, it may be all they need to firm up themselves and strengthen themselves all in the Lord all over again and be able to make it through. A person who has a testimony should always be willing and ready to tell that testimony, because you don't never know who it's going to encourage in the Lord and how much it's going to help him.
Amen. Amen. Mine fell on Malachi 3:16. He said, "Then they that fear the Lord spoke one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear the Lord, and they thought upon his name." Amen. "And they shall be mine, said the Lord of hosts. In that day, when I make up my jury, I will spare them as a man spare his own son that serve him." Amen. So God is writing it down in the book of remembrance. Amen. And you are his jury. You are his jury. That's Malachi 3, amen, 16 and 17. All right. God bless you. We're going on, and amen, we're getting close to the time. We enjoying ourselves. I know I'm enjoying the testimonies. Amen. The things have been said. Those of you that's listening, amen, the enemy don't have all the power. No, God got all power. Amen. The enemy do have some things that frustrate us, discourage us, but amen. Once you learn how to bounce around, amen, the world of life, amen, you just notice, well, it's the summertime now, it's going to be hot. Amen. Problems might be hot left and right because, amen, the enemy try to come and discourage you and disillusion you, confuse you. Amen. He wants you to walk away from your power. That's what he wants, to walk away from. Walk like Samson. You want to find out what Samson, where is your strength? Amen. He wants you to walk away from your strength. But as long as you got strength, you're a champion. As long as you got Jesus, you're a champion. One of the elders said, don't oppose Christ. Whatever he said to you, you know you have to do it. Go ahead and do it. Amen. Jesus told, they were telling Mary, Jesus' mother, at the wedding, said, "We out of wine, what are we going to do?" He said, go to my son, go to Jesus, ask him, whatever he tell you, do it. Whatever God tell you, you do it. All right, any more testimonies, visions, or dreams? Amen, we can take about 1.5, I think. Amen, because we like to go into prayer. Amen, prayer go through heaven. Amen, and it comes back to the earth, because God hears everything. He hears and see everything. Amen. Like Mother Leola say, you can tie my legs, tie my head, tie my arms, but just don't let me get out of prayer. Don't let me get out of prayer. Sincere prayer. Honest, sincere prayer. Amen. That's the powerhouse. Amen. Amen. All right. We're getting ready. We can take a many more testimonies. Amen. You might not have we're not looking for no 10-hour testimony or whatever you might have, and might just say you want to thank God. But we thank God for all of you in the studio, those of you that are listening. Hope you can encourage and go encourage someone else. Today is so much today going on about suicide. People think, amen, their problems are bigger than God. No, your problems are not bigger than God. If you're a child of God, God does not put no more on you that you cannot bear, where you can break his commandments. Amen. To take your own life. No, the Holy Spirit will stop you and don't oppose him. Whatever he tell you to do, amen, might be something that you're doing you shouldn't do, amen, but God will be there. God is always there, amen. He always hears your prayer, amen. You might have to just give up your surroundings, amen. Don't worry about, amen. Jesus will give you more friends. He will give you more people that can talk with you and help you. And we know all the time we don't want to, we're about change. Amen. The people that's coming to Christ, they always fight against change. Amen. That's what the church is about. Find a church home. Everybody coming in there, different background, languages. But they come in just like they go to a grocery store and a refrigerator. Amen. They come in to get what spiritual food they need to learn. All right, we're going in prayer. Going in prayer. Let's press one on the phone. Amen. Our technician will put you in. And we're praying for those that are listening. Amen. There's no new generation in the world. All right, 954-4427. God bless you.
We delight ourselves in you, Father God, and in your word. And because, Father God, you put your desires in our heart, and you bring them to pass. Father God, we exalt your word and we hold it in high esteem, putting your word first in our life, Lord God. Father God, we let your word be the final authority to settle all the questions that confront us. We choose to agree with your word, Father God, and we choose to disagree with any thoughts, conditions, or circumstances, or anything contrary to your word. We're boldly and confident to say, Lord God, that our hearts are fixed on a solid foundation, the living word of God. We thank you, Father God, that your word keeps us through all situations. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, God bless you. Area code 305-4271.
In Jesus' name tonight, we give you the glory and the honor for what we've heard. We thank you for the anointed words of our testimony. But we ask you tonight to teach everyone that listens, whatever God have done for you, you are the testimony. Amen. We thank you for how you took Brother Hester, and we see that his words are anointed. We ask you to give him grace to try to explain. But he himself is the witness, amen, of what God have done to sustain man on this earth. Not only that, those that are listening, amen, God has saved and taken them from day to day. They are the witness, amen, of our Lord and our Savior. So we are thinking that those who are able to explain the ministry as bishop or to articulate the gospel, amen, every time he opens his mouth is a testimony. So we just thank you, Father, what you have done for us. We ever give your name the praise. Now help us, oh God, to understand and pour your love in our hearts that we're able to, amen, to move from day to day, from situation to situation, and give your name the praise in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. Wherever you are, thank God for you. Continue to pray for one another. Amen. And let's pray. Paul said one time, pray without ceasing. Man should always pray. Amen. Always have the line open. Amen. There's a lot of things we can get out of. And we train our mind. We got to retrain and renew our mind to be prayerful. Amen. A lot of things in life come through practice, 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 practice. Amen. You want to better yourself. Amen. Start working on that old man, old coconut. Amen. Working on your head. Amen. Memorizing the Bible, memorizing scripture, praying, renewing that mind that you are a winner. And all things belong on God. God bless you. We love you. Pray for us. And let us pray for one another. God love you. We pray. Amen.